A local bar was sure that its bartender was the strongest man around, and they offered a standing $1,000 bet. The bartender would squeeze a lemon until all the juice ran into a glass and hand the lemon to a patron. Anyone who could squeeze one more drop of juice would win the money. Many people had tried over time, but nobody could do it. One day, this scrawny little man came into the bar wearing thick glasses and a polyester suit and said in a squeaky voice, "I'd like to try the bet." After the laughter had died down, the bartender said, "Okay," grabbed the lemon and squeezed away. Then he handled the wrinkled remains of the rind to the little man. The crowd's laughter turned into total silence as the man clenched his fist around the lemon and six drops fell into the glass. As the crowd cheered, the bartender paid him $1,000 and asked the little man, "What do you do for a living? Are you a lumberjack, a weightlifter, or what?" The man said, "No, I work for the IRS. So tax collectors is what Jesus says something very shocking about today. Imagine this. He says this to the chief priests and elders of the people. He said, "Tax collectors and prostitutes, big sinners, are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you." One of the most shocking statements Jesus ever said. The tax collectors and sinners were entering the kingdom of God ahead of the chief priests and elders of the people. That must have got their attention. Well, the Lord gives us a parable to explain what he's talking about. He says, a man had two sons. And he went to his first son and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." And he said, "I will not." But later on, he changed his mind and he obeyed. And he did the will of the Father. He went out and worked in the vineyard. And this, of course, represents those who initially say no to God. Those who sin, those who turn their back on God. But later on, they have a conversion experience and they repent and decide to eventually do good and obey their father's will. Well, then the second son was asked the same thing, go out into the vineyard. And he replied, "Yes, sir," but he never went. And then he asked the scribes and the Pharisees, which of the two did the father's will? And of course, they have to answer, the first, not the second. And then Jesus says, and so I assure you, he says, tax collectors and sinners are entering the kingdom of God before you. See, when John came and preached, you, the religious leaders, the chief priests and elders, did not believe him. But tax collectors and big sinners did. And yet even when you saw that, he said, you did not change your mind and believe him. So when we compare these two sons, the first son represents, again, the sort of the Gentiles, the pagans, these tax collectors, these immoral people who at the beginning of their life don't obey the Father's will. They commit sin, they go about their life, but later on through God's grace, they have a conversion experience. They repent and then they begin to do the will of God, the will of the Father. The second son represents the Jewish leaders, the leaders of the people, the scribes, the Pharisees, who give God lip service and say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do that," but they don't wind up doing it in their daily actions, in their life. And so we have the difference between those that are hard of heart and those who have conversion of heart. The chief priests and elders were examples of hardness of heart. They did not repent. See, John the Baptist came and preached repentance, and they remained hard of heart. And then they rejected not only John, but they rejected Jesus as well. Compare that to these tax collectors and other big sinners who had conversion of heart. They were taught the gospel message, they responded, and later on changed their life and did the will of the Father. See, we have great examples when we look at the history of the church of people like this. St. Matthew, who we celebrated his feast day last week, he was a tax collector. He had rejected you know, his people. He was working for the Romans, and he was considered a big sinner. And yet Jesus came to him and said, "Follow me." Matthew left everything and followed Christ. Mary Magdalene, another person who at the beginning of her life had said no to God, and yet through a conversion experience began to follow Christ and became a great saint. St. Paul, as Saul of Tarsus persecuted the church, he had said no to God, and yet he too had a conversion experience and would become the great St. Paul, the apostle. St. Augustine lived a very sinful life, and then he had his conversion. He had said no to God in the early days of his life, but then he went ahead and repented and did the will of his Father. In more recent times, we have great people like Matt Talbot from Dublin, Ireland. Matt was a hopeless drunk. He spent most of his days, 10, 12 hours a day in the gutter, having drunken himself into the gutter. But through the book, The True Devotion to Mary, and being devoted to Our Lady, he had a conversion experience. And then he would spend 10 or 12 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament. And then even more recent than that, Bartolo Longo, this man who had been a Satanist in his early days at the University of Naples, had a conversion experience and became a very holy man, and is now a beatified saint in the church. So we can see these great examples of those who had said no to God in the early part of their life, and yet through God's grace had a conversion experience and became great saints. So again, this gospel message, I think, is filled with great hope and encouragement when we see so many people in the history of the church having been brought about by a conversion. And that's so important, to continue to pray for your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, your parents, your loved ones, your neighbors, your family members and friends, because even though they may have said no to God in the early stages of their life, with God's grace and our help, they can eventually do the will of the Father.